This is the parallax for Monday, May 11th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're starting with the escalating standoff between the United States and Iran. President Trump has rejected Tehran's response to the latest ceasefire proposal, calling it totally unacceptable in statements on Truth Social and during a direct phone call with Axios. This comes after a 73-day war that has effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz to shipping, sending shockwaves through global energy markets. Oil prices surged immediately following Trump's announcement, and U.S. stock futures fell. Iran, responding through Pakistani mediators, had sought lifting of the U.S. naval blockade, recognition of Iranian sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, and compensation for war damage. A White House official told Axios the administration had waited 10 days for Iran's reply, hoping it would signal progress toward a deal. How outlets are framing this differs notably. The BBC and Al Jazeera both emphasize the economic impact, oil prices jumping as negotiations stall. But the Washington Examiner highlights a more pointed political dimension, quoting Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying, "Only stupid countries would allow an enemy to attack with impunity." Zero Hedge, meanwhile, cites Rabobank analysis warning that more war seems inevitable. This isn't just a diplomatic impasse. It's reshaping how different outlets see the conflict's trajectory. The human cost is already visible. Gasoline prices have hit $4.52 per gallon nationally, up from just under $3 when the war began. In related news, President Trump is heading to Beijing this week for his first visit to China in nearly a decade. The summit with President Xi Jinping was once seen as a potential de facto deadline for stabilizing the Iran war, but Air Force One is now departing with the conflict unresolved. According to a White House official, Trump's mission will prioritize reciprocity and fairness in the U.S.-China relationship, and U.S. officials say he will likely apply pressure on Beijing regarding its continued purchase of Iranian oil during the war. Days before the summit, China announced a joint drug trafficking bust with the United States, signaling cooperation on a bilateral priority issue. The BBC notes this visit will test a fragile tariff truce, while Axios describes it as a legacy-defining week for Trump, with Iran, China, and artificial intelligence all converging on his agenda. Turning to domestic politics, former President Joe Biden is preparing to ask a court to stop the Trump administration from releasing approximately 70 hours of partially redacted audio recordings of his 2017 conversations with ghostwriter Mark Zwanitzer. The deadline to act is Tuesday. These tapes were central to special counsel Robert Hur's investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents. Hur's report had concluded that Biden read classified notebook passages aloud to Zwanitzer and noted that Biden's memory lapses would complicate any prosecution. Fox News reports Biden's lawyers are expected to intervene against the release of transcripts and audio. Axios notes these recordings go to the heart of Hur's findings about Biden's memory and handling of classified material. Moving to an unfolding public health crisis. The Dutch-flagged cruise ship MV Hondius docked in Spain's Canary Islands early Sunday morning, beginning evacuation of passengers after a hantavirus outbreak that has killed at least 3 people. 17 American passengers were airlifted to a Nebraska quarantine facility. One has tested positive, and a second is showing mild symptoms. British forces parachuted onto the remote island of Tristan da Cunha to treat a British passenger with suspected hantavirus. France's prime minister announced 5 French passengers would be quarantined in Paris until further notice. The Guardian and NPR both report passengers are returning to their home countries after weeks aboard the ship. The BBC notes that a specialist army team was required for the British case due to the extreme remoteness of Tristan da Cunha. Newsmax quoted former White House COVID coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx, who suggested that 21st-century testing capabilities available on cruise ships could have mitigated spread and fears earlier in the outbreak. On a somber note in the World section, the remains of First Lieutenant Kendrick Lamont Key Jr., 27, of Richmond, Virginia, were recovered in the Atlantic Ocean off Morocco on Saturday. He had gone missing on May 2nd during Operation African Lion 2026, the largest joint military exercise among the U.S., NATO allies, and African nations. That's the parallax for Monday, May 11th, TH.